In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.
In this blessed Sunday, we hear the Annunciation. We hear Saint Mary praising God for what he has done to her. When she went to visit Elizabeth, we hear her saying about God praising his holy name, that he has regarded the lowly state of his maiden servant. She also praised God because he has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. We know that God resists the proud, but how he does so? Actually, it is the imagination of the heart of the proud that lead him to destruction and lead him to be scattered. What happens usually when a man falls into this grievous sin that made those angels to fall from their rank and becoming devils? When a man is tempted by pride, what usually happens is that he starts to forget God and all his benefits and goodness. The Lord God warned Israel after he took them out from the land of Egypt and he introduced them to the promised land. He said to him, "When your heart is lifted up and you forget the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt." The first thing that happened in the imagination of the heart of the proud, that they forget God, they feel they can live without him. If there is one point in common among all the humble people, is that they always need him. They always think that without God, they cannot do anything. But the proud in the imagination of their hearts, they feel more and more that God has nothing to do with them. If they do not deny him and deny his existence, they deny him by thinking that God is indifferent to the world, by thinking that God is not going to judge anyone, by living their life, breaking the commandment every single day, not thinking that there is a judge who is going to bring everyone to justice. Living a life without God, forgetting all his benefits and his goodness that was shown, is a sign that this person was taken into pride, and this eventually will lead this person to be destroyed. There is no one who can make it into eternity without the work of God in his life. The second thing, the second imagination that come upon the heart of the proud, that they think more about themselves and their power. The Lord also said to the people of Israel, knowing that they might be tempted with this bride, "Then you say in your heart, my power and the might of my hand have gained me this wealth." So after they forget God, the second thing is they become more occupied with themselves. "I have done this to myself. All the goodness that is shown to me, it is because I did it right. It is because how smart I am. It is because I worked hard." There is nothing here they can refer to God's hand in their lives. This is also something that leads those people to go into the way of destruction. Interpreting everything that happened to us, for we were like lucky and we did it right, all of this way will make us more and more to be self-isolated from God. I think of myself more, and I think that I can do it all by myself. The more God bless man with new inventions, unfortunately, we find that man is more to be self-content, and he feels like in this current age where man can reach a lot of things that we do not need God anymore. Why do we need him for? We can do it all by ourselves. It is my power and the might of my hand that made me to gain this wealth. So the first imagination in the heart of the proud is that they forget God and all his benefits. And secondly, they think more about themselves and their power and their might. They interpret everything to what they have done and what they can do. The third imagination is they assume that their wealth will last forever. Something in common among all the proud, they think that the goodness that they have in certain time of their lives will last forever. It will never be endangered, it will never lose it. We hear the scripture in the book of Obadiah in the Old Testament that says, the pride of your heart has deceived you, you who dwell in the clefts of the rock, whose habitation is high, you who say in your heart, who will bring me down to the ground? It is because of this imagination they think that, who will bring me down to the ground? I have gained all of this wealth, and my wealth will stay forever. Remember this foolish rich man whom the Lord spoke about. He thought that now my stores are not enough, and I have to tear down and build more. I need to make it to take my wealth that's going to increase and increase forever. He never thought that the day he was speaking in his heart, planning for a new life, was the day where his soul is going to be taken and he will give account before the Lord. He thought that his wealth will stay and last forever. He did not prepare for the judgment day. He did not plan for this meeting with the Lord that's going to happen one day. You find people living in their lives as if they will live forever, as if the judgment day will never come. They never think about, if my life will come today to an end, then what's going to happen? We have read today in the Synaxarium about this man, saint, the saint who heard Satan tempting him by saying that you will be living for 50 years in order to make him to fall into despair because of the long time. The man, on the contrary, he started to say that this will make me to maybe struggle more and become more eager, because I was slack. I was assuming that I'm going to live 100 years. It is the heart of the proud that make them to think that their wealth will last forever. And this also one of the imagination that might lead, that will lead eventually them to destruction. The fourth imagination is that they always live to prove themselves, so they are always in contention and strife with others. We read this in the book of Proverbs. King Solomon says, by pride comes nothing but strife. Nothing but strife. The theme of their life is strife. What they are doing every day is they have a problem with someone. They have always a contention to prove that I deserve this. You people should not be treating me this way. Maybe I did not gain the honor and the dignity that I should receive from others. He always have a conflict with someone. Every day has a conflict, a new conflict with someone. This also leads those people to be isolated. Nobody actually would like to hang around a proud person who feel like the whole world was created in order to satisfy and please them. Everyone should kneel and worship before them. This is another imagination that lead them to destruction, that they always live a life to prove themselves, and this eventually lead them to be in conflict with everyone. Another imagination in the heart of the proud is that they never admit their faults. Even great losses are not enough to teach them a lesson. Remember Pharaoh? 9 plagues on Egypt did not teach him anything. He never learned a lesson from the problems that he had in his life. He always assumed that he will overcome it. Then everything will be better. It is not because of anything, maybe by bad luck. They never learn something from what happened to them or what happened to the people around them. We hear this prophecy in the book of Isaiah, speaking about this kind of imagination in the heart of the proud. It says, all the people will know, Ephraim and the inhabitants of Samaria, who say in pride and arrogance of heart. God is rebuking them because of this imagination that's going to say, to tell about them. They say in the pride and arrogance of heart, the bricks have fallen down, but we will rebuild with hewn stones. The sycamores are cut down, but we will replace them with cedars. Even if we lose this, we will build another one. If we waste all of these resources and money, then we will regain something else. We will build more, we will restore what we lost. The lesson that was given to the people from the loss did not teach them that they need to humble themselves and kneel before the Lord and admit their mistakes. It made them to be more stubborn and more resenting against the Lord, thinking that they always can replace their losses. Also remember King Saul. He was always having this kind of mindset that whatever he loses, then there is something he can achieve, something else he can replace with what he lost from his arrogance. It is the imagination of the heart of the proud that lead them to destruction, that lead them that the Lord would abandon them and leave them for themselves to receive just judgment upon their deeds. Saint Mary today praises the Lord, who regarded the lowly state of his maidservant and also who scatters the proud in the imagination of their hearts. This sin, pride, is one of the hidden sins. It is very difficult for a person to know that he has this issue in his heart. Maybe with self-conscience, maybe with the work of the Holy Spirit, yes, but usually it's one of the difficult sins to be discovered in the heart of any man. Let us go and review our lives on these imaginations. Do we have any of these? Do we sometimes feel that we forget God? We can live our lives as if He doesn't exist around us? Do we think sometimes that we, because of our power and might, we have achieved what we have achieved, we have gained what we have gained? Do we assume that our wealth, our life here will last forever? Do we sometimes have a conflict with people because they are not treating us the way we deserve? Are we those people who are always having contentions around them? Do we learn when we lose something, or we are living our lives as if like all the losses, all the disciplines that the Lord is trying to bring upon us has no meaning whatsoever? We still can straighten things up with our might and our power. May the Lord to give us the humble heart by which we will always feel the need to Him, by which we come before Him and praise Him because He regarded the lowly state of His maiden servants. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.